Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A tip of the hat to Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares for the event today out in Williamsburg. I was invited to this, and I wish I could have gone, but to pay attention, really focus on human trafficking. It's a huge issue. A lot of us like to think, well, it doesn't really impact me. I got news for you. It reaches into every community, every place. A couple of weeks back, Mackenzie Babichenko, who is our phenomenal Commonwealth's attorney up here in Hanover County, had a great get-together where this very issue was addressed. And she's doing great work. Hanover County Sheriff's Office is doing great work. So many of our Central Virginia law enforcement operations are in full gear on that. So it was nice to see Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares pay tribute to them, pay attention to that. And we've got National Night Out coming up. We've got banners here in my community. I chat with friends throughout Central Virginia. You know, one of the reasons that Heidi and I chose Hanover County is because of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We wanted to feel safe. We wanted to be protected. We wanted really to be part of a community where every one of us waves at our deputies. And you know what? We use all five fingers when we wave at them. We love our Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That being said, I know there are other agencies doing great work in Central Virginia. In fact, I'm really proud to say every Central Virginia law enforcement agency that I'm aware of does great work with National Night Out. But here's an opportunity for me to brag on my own county, pay tribute to some of the stuff that we've got coming up as we are getting ready for National Night Out. We have two of the finest at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Under Sheriff Greg Six is joining us, Sergeant Steve Wills joining us. And if you think I'm going to pick one of these guys to go first, you're out of your mind. Gentlemen, you're going to have to decide amongst yourselves who steps to the plate numero uno.
Well, it's going to be me. I've got the undersheriff looking at me, telling me I needed to go first. I'll introduce him and let him speak a little bit. But thank you, Jeff, very much for having us on today.
Absolutely. That is Sergeant Steve Wills. Sergeant Wills is the PIO, heads up all of the public information, public affairs stuff for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. So, Steve, give us a little idea what's coming up with National Night Out. We'll have the undersheriff, Greg Six, join us as well and tell us from his perspective. What do we have coming up, guys?
Well, so I can tell you first, one of the things we do a little different in Hanover is we like to host the kickoff event first. We do that on Saturday just because it gives us the opportunity for a lot of people to get together and see everything that we have to offer. And so, once again, we're going to host it again at Greentop, and we're very proud of our partnership with Greentop and that they are willing and able to host this and let us take up their parking lot for this entire event. We've got over 50 community partners, and they break down into various religious organizations, a lot of other public safety agencies that will be present, to include the Virginia State Police. We're going to have the American Red Cross, Animal Control, just a lot of different folks will be out there helping us. And then our business partners are tremendous in this, like Code Blue Technologies. There's just a ton of different elements, you know, people that come out to support this event and sponsor us. And new this year, something we want to do, we want to make this year bigger and better than ever before. We have live music, and then we're stretching all the way over pretty much to Home Depot, so they've decided to join in and come out and have some fun with us.
Oh, really? Well, I did not realize that. And will they be dancing? Will they be assembling small buildings? Do we have any idea?
I do know that they're going to come out with some crafts for the kids. So they're going to be bringing out a lot of the kits and some of the craft projects that they do and handing out aprons and some of those projects and getting the kids involved as well.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, you mentioned 50 different communities that are part of this, and it is from one end of the county to the other, is it not?
Absolutely. And I'll let Undersheriff Six talk to you a little bit about what Tuesday brings, but that's the Saturday event, just so everybody knows. So Saturday, we will be at Greentop from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then Tuesday is a whole other rodeo that we really encompass the entire county from east to west. Everybody gets involved.
Oh, fantastic. Undersheriff Greg Six is joining us. First of all, in front of everybody, congratulations, because that is a relatively new promotion and assignment for you, sir. We're all very proud of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate you having us today, particularly to talk about National Night Out, but certainly appreciate the recognition of being appointed to Lieutenant Colonel in the Sheriff's Office. I'm 2 months into the seat now and enjoying the duties immensely.
I'll bet you are. Listen, it's certainly a great post for somebody like you, and you've got so many folks who are part of this community who have watched you come up through the ranks, and you continue to do great stuff. Tell me a little bit about National Night Out. Now, Sergeant Wills kind of covered Saturday, this big kickoff event, 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon over at Greentop, but a week from today is actual National Night Out, right?
Yes. So next Tuesday, August the 5th, this will be the 41st year of the National Night Out program. It started back in 1984 by the National Association of Town Watch, and it was a way for communities and law enforcement to get together to just have a face with one another, to listen to concerns that the community has, to give the community crime prevention tips, and to just have a good face-to-face relationship so that we know the community and the community has a face to the law enforcement agency that polices them. But we will start Tuesday around 5-ish, give or take. We're going to start in the central area of the county. We're going to have a few parades of police cars with McGruff and Darren the Lion. We'll be running through a few neighborhoods in the central part of the county, and then matriculating down to the east end. And then we have a whole host of neighborhoods who are going to be joining us beginning at around 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we'll have deputies rotating all throughout the county, visiting these events and basically just having conversations with our neighbors. We believe in partnerships here. That's a tagline that Sheriff Hines uses a lot. And that strong partnerships create safe communities, and we really believe in that. We appreciate our community, and in turn, our community appreciates us, and we just try to keep that relationship reciprocal.
Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six joining us. He is the undersheriff at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. Greg, one of the things that I have been so impressed with through the years, whether it is Colonel Hines or his predecessor, when they have talked about consistently, and I know that you and your team take this to heart, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office is not apart from our community. You guys are a vital part of our community, right?
Yes, we actually use that as a huge recruiting tool, that we want people to live in Hanover. We want people to be invested in the community they serve. We enjoy a low crime rate here in Hanover, and we just feel like Hanover is a very special place. The western part of the county is known as God's country.
Yep.
So we kind of have that, and then we have a little bit of the hustle and bustle of the city. Yep. in the central and eastern portion of the county. But the people are what make Hanover special. I moved here in the mid-'80s, grew up with a lot of the people that I work with, still maintain contact with a lot of those people here today. And I've met a lot of people along the way throughout the community, and they stay in touch. In most cases, a lot of us have personal cell phones of people in the community, and they contact us directly with any issues that they may have. They certainly contact Sheriff Hines all the time. If you've ever been around him, you know his phone rings constantly, and he answers every single call. But we just, not to discount any of the jurisdictions around us, but we like to say that we do things different in Hanover. When we say that we are not apart from, that we are a part of the community, that is exactly what we mean, that we are entrenched into the citizenry here in Hanover, that we value their opinions of law enforcement, and we just like to keep Hanover safe.
Well, I'll tell you something, Greg. We who are in the community absolutely treasure you and the team as well. We really do love our deputies, and there is something very different. There's something very unique about the way that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office operates, and you're absolutely right. If you have ever spent any time with Colonel Dave Hines for more than, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, his cell phone is going off, he's responding to people, he's texting people back, he is so active, so front-facing, and such a great part of the community. But I think he's been able to share that idea and share that guiding ideology with everybody on the sheriff's office. At least that's my takeaway.
Absolutely. We all have a personal vested interest in the success of this county, yes, be it from the faith community, the neighborhood community, or the business community. I mean, we all know a lot of people here in Hanover, which I expect most law enforcement organizations do. But we have so many community programs that we're involved in. Sheriff Hines likes to say that you cannot police a community that doesn't want to be policed. And we listen to our citizens. We help them every chance that we can get. I've even heard someone say that Hanover Police or Hanover Sheriff's Office is almost like private security, because that's the level of attention to detail that we try to give.
It is very much an agency which is not only responsive, but it's proactive, it's friendly, it's professional. When you have people, and I've shared this with the sheriff, and I'll share it with you as well, when you have people you run into say, I got a ticket today from a Hanover County deputy, and I thanked him. That's how professional and polite that deputy was. Boy, that just speaks volumes about the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The agency, man.
Yes. Yes, it does. We try to treat everyone with courtesy and respect, even those that don't reciprocate that to us.
Yeah.
You know, that makes an impact on people as well, that, you know, no matter the attitude that you may show, and, you know, no one knows the bad day someone may be having.
Yep.
We're going to try to remain professional at all times.
Well, it just comes through day after day. All right, Undersheriff Greg Six, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six, the Undersheriff for Hanover County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Steve Wills. So, gentlemen, this is a jump ball, but this Saturday at Green Top from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon is the big kickoff event for National Night Out, and then Tuesday throughout 50 different community associations and get-togethers and what have you, we will see this throughout Hanover County, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the plan. So we will be there, and we hope to make this year's event much bigger than it has been in the past. And so if you're in the area of Greentop, we encourage you to stop by Saturday. And if you can't make it out Saturday and you live in Hanover, there's a good chance you'll see us on Tuesday.
There's no doubt about it. Listen, on behalf of those of us who are happy, proud residents of Hanover County, thank both of you gentlemen. Thank each and every member of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate you guys. We don't necessarily say it enough, but we really, really, really do appreciate our deputies.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Jeff, and thank you very much for giving us a few minutes to get on here and talk about it today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, gentlemen. That is Sergeant Steve Wills. He's the Public Information Officer for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Six. He is the Undersheriff for the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, and they are both rock-solid guys, I'm just telling you right now. And Hanover remains, as far as I'm concerned, simply the best place anywhere on God's green earth. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.